Now, Friday is the first official day of autumn, which is a great season for Wisconsin's natural beauty, and one way to explore fall colors and other sights around the state is camping.
What about you? Are you a fall camper? What do you like about camping this time of year? And what are some of your favorite fall camping spots in the state? What advice do you have for people who have never camped in the cooler weather? You can call in now with your ideas and your stories at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Kevin Revolinsky is a travel expert and author of a number of books, including Best Tent Camping in Wisconsin. You can find out more at themadtraveler.com. Kevin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, Kevin, what makes fall camping in Wisconsin so great?
Fewer mosquitoes. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind. Better temperatures, usually, although today I question that. And then the fall colors and bird migration. A handful of things that make it a little bit different from summer, but at the same time also a bit more comfortable.
It can be tough during the summer to get a campsite reserved if you haven't done it weeks or months ahead of time. Does that ease up a little bit in the fall?
It does, especially during the week. Of course, people are back in school, so those sites are open. And even on the weekends, it slows down a bit. And with the reservation system, you can get an idea ahead of time so you can plan if there are campsites available. And most state parks have first come, first served, so you can't reserve all of them. So if you race to the spot, you'll get one.
And I think a lot of people think Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend, that's the camping zone. And of course, you know, with school being out of session for most of that, that's part of the story. Do you see more people putting it on their radar to camp later into the fall?
I'd say a little bit. The weather's been so nice, and that encourages people to get out before winter comes. You know, you want to get as much time outside as possible. Just having more availability of campsites, I think, also encourages people.
So it can be in the fall. We did have a really wet summer, but sometimes in the fall, the weather can take a turn. Falls can be a little bit rainier. What do we need to know to stay dry when we're camping in the fall?
Well, obviously, you should have a look at the weather forecast before you go and keep abreast of that situation. But having rain gear, a good tent that's waterproof, the placement of the tarp that you put underneath a tent is important, too. You can't let that come out from under the tent, or it will collect water as opposed to keep the water away. And you have to have warm clothes as well. You really don't know what to expect sometimes. Overnight lows can get into the 40s if you're up north, even in the next couple weeks here. So you're dealing with a nice, pleasant day and then kind of a chilly evening.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to camp, car camping, campers, tents, of course. Talk about a few of the different ways people can get out there.
Obviously, the easy one, I think, is car camping. You drive to the park, you have a tent, you pitch it there at the spot. You don't have a lot of, you can throw everything into the car. You don't have to plan so carefully. Other people have those, the long pull-in, campers. And that's a whole different sort of camping. You have to have spots that are big enough for that and the hookups for them. You've got you could camp near the car, which is, I think, standard, but some of the state parks have sites that you can hike into. So you're maybe only 100 feet from the park road or a mile from the park road, like, for example, Newport Beach, Newport State Park up in Door County. They have a lot of hiking campsites, so you have to lug your gear about a mile or a quarter mile into the woods along the lakeshore. So that's getting away from even your car there in that case.
So you got to check ahead of time. Am I near a shower? Am I near a bathroom? And do I care?
That's right. Most of the state parks have modern facilities and also more rustic sites. So you can look on their websites to see the maps of where, the ones that have showers, flush toilets, or they have the hand pump and the pit toilet.
Talking about fall camping with Kevin Revolinsky, author of Best Tent Camping in Wisconsin. Join in with your favorite spots, your favorite things to do in the autumn when you're out camping at 800-642-1234. Kevin, let's name some names. What are some of your favorite places to camp around Wisconsin this time of year?
I always throw this one out there because I had such an excellent experience there a few years ago, Rock Island State Park. It's two ferry rides away from Door County at the end there, and if you go during the week in September, there's nobody on that island. Even the park ranger goes back to Washington Island. There might be the docents in the lighthouse there, but for me, it's a great place to, you can stargaze there at night. You know, you're away from all the ambient light. There's over 10 miles of hiking trails. You've got this amazing boathouse that you can go and hang out in the middle of the night.
It is amazing.
The water lapping underneath. The lighthouse, of course, the campgrounds are rustic, but there is a modern shower and toilet near the boathouse, so you can hike out of the campground there. But surrounded by water, I mean, that's really getting away from it all. And lots of fall colors there. And the birds pass through there. It's a migration route, so.
Yeah, I love Rock Island. I've seen the campsites on the water there, and I've had incredible summer halcyon days there, and other times in the fall, it was covered. What was it covered? But there were many black snakes all over the island. So it was interesting to see the different seasons on Rock Island. So that one's pretty remote. So that's for someone who might be a little more experienced. What if you want to go somewhere that has it's a little closer to civilization?
Okay. Well, depending on what part of the state you're going for. I mean, for example, people in Milwaukee can, in a half an hour, be at Harrington Beach State Park. And it's got a nice, you know, modern campsites. It's right on Lake Michigan. In Madison, you could get up north in about 3.5 hours. You'd be in the Minocqua area, and you can go to, for example, Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. And there are several campgrounds around there. One of my favorites is also up north, Copper Falls State Park. Mm. Beautiful waterfalls, great hiking. The North Country Trail, National Trail, passes through that park, and the campsites are, they feel very secluded. Even though you're not that far from the next camper, you're really tucked in amongst the trees, but then you've got the modern facilities as well.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Lynette is with us in Madison. Lynette, hi.
Hi there. I have a couple, but my favorite is Wyalusing State Park over in the south west corner of Wisconsin.
That's where the Wisconsin and the Mississippi meet.
It's just gorgeous.
It
is. There's a ridge up there that you can, we always try to get our campsite up on the ridge so we can overlook the water. And a second favorite is Point Beach, which is by the water again.
And are you a tent camper, Lynette?
I am. I'm shooting for a trailer one of these days.
Okay. Well, Matt, thanks a lot for sharing both of those. Point Beach, you were going to say something, Kevin.
That also has a nice hiking trail, and the Ice Age Trail passes through there as well. And they have an historical lighthouse. So.
Oh, lovely. That's
yeah,
one
that
I've heard a lot about, and I haven't made it there yet. I want to ask you, Kevin, about one of the pleasures of camping, one of many, but, you know, campfire food. And you brought in a couple ideas about what you can cook when you're out there. Sometimes I feel like food tastes better when you're outside, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's part of the joy of camping is getting to eat food that sometimes isn't the best for you either, like the hot dogs, the s'mores, the flaming marshmallows, depending on your tastes. There's a variety of things you can do out there, depending on the equipment you bring along. I think people start with the basics, you know, hot dogs or brats. All of the campsites generally have a fire pit because they don't want you putting your fire in the wrong place. So you can count on there being a fire circle there that likely also has a grill top to it. So even if you didn't bring your own grill, and if you didn't bring coals, you can use, you know, firewood either from the wild and bring a hatchet to gather the dry dead wood. But most of the parks sell it right there. And you're not supposed to bring in firewood from more than, I think it's 25 miles from the park to prevent the emerald ash borer from spreading. But you get your fire going, and then once the coals are hot, you can cook on the grill or pull a switch from the forest and skewer your hot dogs and put them into the fire as well. Not into the fire directly, but over the coals, rather. One of my favorite recipes came from Todd Booker at Delta Diner up north. He helped me out with an article I wrote a while back. And he takes Lake Superior whitefish fillets and wraps them in tin foil carefully to make like a pocket so they're sealed in there. And inside, you know, you've got the fish fillet, fresh leeks. He has sliced almonds, lemon juice, capers, and maybe a bit of butter or olive oil. And once you get your coals nice and hot, you put that on the grill for about 10 minutes and it steams the fish in there. So you have kind of a fancy meal for a campsite, I think, but delicious.
Very nice Lake Superior type meal, Great Lakes meal. Well, we're talking right now with travel expert Kevin Revelinsky talking about fall camping.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you camp in the fall? Why or why not? What is your favorite spot in the state to experience Wisconsin in the fall? What do you eat when you're camping? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation and get to your calls in just a little bit. Stay with us on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're picking up our discussion about fall camping with travel expert Kevin Revelinsky.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Why do you enjoy camping in autumn? What are some of your favorite places to go to set up the tent, park your camper this type of year? And what advice do you have maybe for someone who's never camped in cooler weather before? What do you like to do? What do you like to eat? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And let's go to our callers. We've got Mike joining us right now in Rice Lake. Mike, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I'd love to go camping in the fall for all the reasons you guys already said. But also, one of the bigger reasons, the crowds are way diminished and the bugs are less. And it's just a lot easier to get around without that all that tourist and summer traffic.
That's true as well.
Lose the crowds in the fall. Another agreeing with you there.
And Mike, do you have a favorite spot?
Actually, it's in Russ County. It's not a state park. It's a county forest. It's the Russ County Forest in the northwest part of the county, which is about 20 miles west of Rice Lake where I live. And in about 30 minutes, I can go from the hustle and bustle of, well, the city of Rice Lake to a pretty remote spot. You have to drive 5 miles on a gravel road to get to the campgrounds. There's Perch Lake Campground, which is a rustic campground with the pit toilets, and then Audie Lake Campground, which is way more developed. It's got the pull-in sites for campers and running water and a playground for kids, and a little busier on the weekends. I prefer the Perch Lake when I have a tent. I go with myself or a few friends, and it's never full. And once fall hits, you might be the only person in the campground. It's really great.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. And Kevin, do you have an ever-growing list of places you need to go camping? Because I imagine you haven't been to every possible campground.
I haven't been to all of them, no. But sometimes I just keep going back to those ones that I like so much.
Okay.
So it's hard to force myself out of my box, I think. But there are so many options. Even in the summer when it's very busy, there are still places in the National Forest that you can go to, and there won't be a soul there. A couple of years ago on a 4th of July weekend, when everything's pretty much reserved almost a year ahead of time, I went to a place called Chipmunk Rapids, which is in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, just south of Highway 70 and a bit west of Florence. And there was nobody there. Six sites, rustic, right off the Pine River, lovely place, and down a gravel road, like the previously mentioned site. And those are almost always open.
I like the name, Chipmunk Rapids. Did you see chipmunks near the rapids?
I did not. Oh. I was a little disappointed. No truth in advertising.
False advertising.
False advertising. All right, let's go to another caller now. We've got Doug with us in Trevor. Doug, hello.
Hey, I agree with your caller. Fall's the best time when there's not many people. I think spring is even, I like it even more because of the spring ephemerals, but you don't have a lot of people. But my point was, when you're in the fall or the spring, you're kind of bumping in with the hunting seasons, so it's good. I've had a couple experiences that were a bit uncomfortable, you know, no big deal, but to be aware where you're going, if there's going to be hunting, like now bear is open in the spring, you got the early turkey, and if you can just look on the internet, if there's hunting in those state parks, or I've been up in the Nicolet, you can bump up into, you know, some kind of a little uncomfortable situations. But, you know, respect that it's hunting season, know what's going on. But, yeah, fall, spring, definitely. No people, bugs are low, traffic getting there, good time, yes.
All right, Doug, good points there. What about hunting season?
That's an excellent point about hunting season.
Right, what do you need to do to prepare for that?
Know the dates. most people think, well, deer hunting season. Well, there's other hunting seasons, and I've walked up on some duck hunters that were you know, shooting off the shotguns, and I didn't know they were there, and it kind of made me leap out of my hiking boots. But yeah, just being aware of your surroundings, who's in the park, and whether it's allowed there or not, and you should be good to go.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Gail in Fish Creek. Gail, hi.
Hi. My favorite place is Wildcat Mountain State Park.
Oh, that's a great one.
What do you like about it, Gail?
Oh, just to get to the Kickapoo and just the canoe. I would get a group together and I would organize it and take like 2 dozen people with
wow.
me, and we would go up and to the group camp. We would rent a group camp. Mm-hmm. So it was like we had our own little village there for, you know, the time we were there. But the colors, and you're out a little bit in the wilderness almost, but you're still close enough that you don't feel completely out of it. But there's different things that you can do. Just fantastic. Mm. Just something for everybody in the group.
Do you paddle while you're there?
Oh yeah. We had our whole we had it really organized where the guys would go and get the canoes, and then we would jog which way we were going and transport everybody. And every season would be different. We did it year after year, and we'd always try to get the prime color weekend for fall colors.
Sounds great, Gail. We'll have to sneak along next time. 2 dozen people, we can blend in. They won't notice we're there.
Give it a whirl. Well, Gail, thank you for that. And Miles in Rhinelander says Willow Flowage. It's 30,000 acres of state-owned land. They have 37 campsites, all free, first come, first serve. You heard of that one, Kevin?
Actually, I have not heard of that one, but there are a number of places you can camp for free. Along some of the rivers, the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway has campsites, the Wisconsin River on the sandbars. Turtle Flambeau Flowage up north is another great place. They've got about 66, I think, campsites. You just paddle out to, well, that's a paddling situation, of course. But
yeah,
you can go camp out on those islands, and that's a great way to do it.
Kevin, leave us with a 15-second pep talk to get people out there camping in the fall.
Well, the colors are going to be good this year. You got to get out there and find a place, a park that's got a good observation tower, and enjoy the beauty of Wisconsin.
And it's coming a little early this year, peak color, it looks like, seeing it down here already. So maybe up the schedule just a little bit.
Yeah, keep your eye on that, the color watch on Travel Wisconsin, the color report.
Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Kevin Revelinsky, travel expert and the author of many books, including Best Tent Camping in Wisconsin. Find out more at themadtraveler.com. Kevin joined us to share his advice for fall camping in Wisconsin. You can keep that conversation going on the Ideas Network Facebook page.